In the interest of hijacking pain, let's add one more stimuli to the repertoire of stimuli that we can intentionally take notice of moment to moment, day in and day out. Take a quick breath in, hold it for just a couple of seconds, and let that air out as you let go of all the worries and concerns and the problems of the day. For this is your time and no one else's. What are you tasting now in your mouth? Notice. What tastes do you sense in your mouth? They may have no words. But you are aware of what it is that you taste anyway. Sometimes it's more metallic. Sometimes it's a plastic taste. And of course, there are a long series of foods that have tastes. What you are tasting in the moment will be a function, of course, of what you might have recently eaten or what you might have recently thought about. If there is a favorite food you have been thinking about but have not yet eaten, there's a good chance you are already tasting it. Taste it now. Some tastes are actually not physical tastes. They are what we call third eye tastes. Are you having any of those tastes now? Acknowledge them now. Be frustrated not if they have no names. Be worried not if you have never tasted this taste before. Simply experience it for what it is, no more and no less. Are you tasting the taste of no taste? Savor that now. It's possible to bring your awareness to what you are tasting at any moment of the day or night. Add this to the repertoire of stimuli. If you are plagued by pain or discomfort, for as you do, the number of pleasurable and interesting and fascinating stimuli will far outweigh the stimuli of pain in your physical body. It will then fade away into the sunset as something to be inconsequential and unworthy of your thoughts. You're connected with Parkinson's recovery. You are on the road to recovery. And this is Robert Rogers. Have a magnificent day as you taste your way through it.